Hey, what's up? This is Amaya 4000 and you're listening to Poundbag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit but not reading stuff. We are the relaunch of the 2012 Best Radio Program nominated Dirtbag Radio. Only now, we are in a legal cannabis state working in a legal cannabis industry. We are recording live out of the greater Pacific Northwest area, covering the Seattle to Portland area. The premise of the show is to take one strain per show and to find out the extra effects that nobody's talking about. This episode's strain is Lemongrass by Funk Extracts, sponsored by the Kings of Canna Canna Boutique. And it says here in asterisk, ad lib commercial, freestyle only. All right, so let me put my tablet down here. All right, let me get in the zone here. I got to do an ad lib commercial, and I'm an introvert. I don't do shit like this. All right, here we go. I just smoked some lemongrass. I took a little dab here right now. And boom. Damn, I can't think of shit. This is not a good way to start a podcast. All right. Get in the zone. All right, rocking back and forth. All right, like I'm about to do a freestyle rap, but we're doing a commercial. And go. The Kings of Canna, Canna Boutique. Make sure to check them out. They're on the corner of 15th and Prescott here in Portland, Oregon. If you're coming out from out of town, trust me, you don't want to go anywhere else. Everywhere else, the weed is like a year old and stuff like that. You know, we keep it like, we like to have it like nice and fresh, and we don't buy that much from the farm. So like it keeps in constant rotation. You know, we don't sit on things for like years. Like I'm not trying to bash other places. I just know I've gone to another dispensary and actually it's been years and I'm still kind of pissed off about it. They did the old switch and bait on me, right? Where I was looking at a strain, and you guys got to understand, man, Oregon is the only state where cannabis is not vacuum sealed. Like when I live in the Washington side, if I go shop on the Washington side, it's not the same rules, right? Even though both states are legal. On the Washington side, I bought something called green crack. It's not actually crack. It's just like a sativa, you know, but it's called green crack because it's very like uppity. Like it makes you very anxious, nervous or whatnot, which is, I like that. I like my drugs to make me feel like I do drugs, you know. I don't know, just call me old fashioned like that. I like to be nervous after my drug use. I don't know, that's just me. And like even till today, like whenever I go to people's homes and we're like smoking weed, like people here don't lock their fucking doors, bro. Like what the fuck? I lock the door, so I'm used to like, all right, let's lock the door so the cops don't just fucking walk in or whatever, right? So it's just like, it's a different mentality coming from the South and moving up here. You know, there's a lot of stolen cars that happen up here. And it's mostly because people like to go outside, turn their car on, and then go back inside for like half an hour and then come out once their car is all nice and defrosted or whatever. And so I don't know if you noticed, like the Portland area has a little bit of a homeless issue, you know, a little bit, you know, I mean, exaggerating here. We have a homeless issue. And so what happens is sometimes you'll see some of these homeless people, like they'll either come look through your trash for like cans. But in the morning time, I've been noticing, not that I'm like a crime detective, I'm just part of a bunch of apps here. And holy shit, dude, this fucking thing turned big time. I'm trying to do a fucking commercial ad lib here and I'm fucking talking about homeless people and robberies and cars and shit. So let me just get this thought back here and I'll go back to the commercial here, right? So people over here, it's a different mentality, you know. So they put a lot of homeless people like to go into the neighborhoods and then just look for a car that's on and they'll open it and just drive off in it. And then people will be online like, someone just stole my car. Like, what happened? You get assaulted? No, I left it on outside and I went back inside. Like, dude, a lot of people here, like, I feel it's like the 1980s, you know, coming from a big city. You don't do shit like that, you know. I've had my car busted into. I left my backpack in the backseat for like 10 minutes. And by the time I came back out, I just went inside, came back out, boom. Like, you just don't do that, you know. Don't even give them a chance. Like, in some places, I mean, obviously, I guess it's cool that it's not to that point now, but like, from the criminal's point of view, it's a fucking cherry picking up here. You don't have to. It's not even Grand Theft. Obviously it is Grand Theft Auto, I guess, but it's like, you don't have to really do nothing. You don't have to like bust a window and just go into a neighborhood like at 6:30 in the morning and walk around and someone's car is going to be on that. That's like the number one way cars get stolen up here. I mean, they have like a car theft thing up here too. Like, you know, like a statistic, like, you know, stolen cars have gone up. And then, but a majority of them are people leaving their cars on for like running, which is not smart to do. I mean, my neighbor does it and he's a brand new car. And I don't want to be like, hey man, I don't know where the fuck you're from, but like, I don't know, whatever. I like to not talk to my neighbors and, you know, not make eye contact. Again, just call me old fashioned like that. And Keen's Academy kind of boutique. What I'm trying to say is I went to this other dispensary and I bought this green crack stuff, right? And then it was all nice and green, the one on display. And then the one they gave me was fucking brown. And I thought they did the old, I mean, they did do the old switching bait, but I looked at it, I'm like, green crack. And I looked at the best, like it was a year old. So it was like brown when I got it. It was still the same farm, still the same strain, but it was just brown. And I didn't like that, right? So in the Oregon side, they can't do that because the jar, I mean, you could look at the jar and be like, nah, I don't want that. You know, it's like going to the deli, you know, yo, I want that lobster tail. I want that, I don't know, ham steak. I don't really go to delis. I don't really know what people buy there, you know, stuffed chicken breast. I want that stuffed chicken breast cordon bleu or whatever, you know, you could do that on the Oregon side and you can do that at the Kings of Canada where the crew is pretty cool. The managers are pretty cool and they're known in the industry. So a lot of farms want to like fuck with them and stuff like that and like have their stuff there at the shop. It's because you have a shop doesn't mean a farm will sell you their stuff. I didn't know that. I learned a lot over here too. So, all right. So I guess that's the end of the commercial. The end. Boom, boom. Lemongrass from Funk Extracts. It will make you jump topics. I was trying to just fucking do a quick little commercial and I don't know. Fucking 7 minutes in. Fuck. A 7 minute quick little commercial. That's not good, dude. Commercial supposed to be like 30 seconds. Well, that's a good marker there. A 30 second commercial is 7 minutes long. Thanks to Lemongrass and Funk Extracts. Lemongrass is a lemon kush and gelato crossed together. It's an indica dominant strain. Do you know what that means? I had an old person ask me. Here's the thing, man. This is what this podcast is for. Okay. Who the fuck are you going to ask questions to about weed? Ask me. All right. So here's the difference between sativas and indicas. Because I had an old guy ask me. I work like at the dispensary as a receptionist. Master of the receptional arts on Saturdays. And then do the graphic design and photography like from home and stuff for them. And on Saturday, some guy came in. He's like, I've been smoking weed for a long time. I'm like, cool. That's awesome. I wish I was like you. I'll get there one day, you know, just have a little nice chat. He goes, hey, man, I'm going to ask you something. Don't judge me. And I was like, oh, he's going to say something racist. But he didn't. He was just like, what's the difference between sativa and indica? I keep hearing those things. And I was like, oh, all right. I'll describe it to you. Okay. So it's still weed. The only difference would be like a sativa. There's different effects you're going to get from it. Yeah, you'll still be high, but when I smoke sativas, I feel, hold on, let me get a drink of water here. All right, testing. Had a little slip here. I don't even know what the fuck slipped out the way, but whatever. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, the difference between sativas and indicas. All right, here we go. So for me, the way I would describe it to someone that knows nothing, or like I did to this guy, that way you don't have to ask. What's the difference between sativa hybrid and indica, right? Sativas, when I smoke them, and most of the time I smoke by myself with a bong or just a joint. While I'm smoking it, I don't really feel like I'm that high, right? And then I try to talk out loud, or maybe I go back to work and I have to answer a phone or talk to somebody. And then I'm struggling to put words together. Like my brain kind of knows what it wants to say, I think, right? Or I get to the point where I'll say sentences, but then my brain's like, are these sentences getting to a point? Like, are you saying a paragraph? Or are you just saying random shit because you're high? That's a goat. This is green. Hello. You know, like what, you know, I'm struggling to put words together. The good thing is, though, it is like a topic jumper. It makes you go, not topic jumper, like while talking. Some of them do make you talkative as well too. But I mean more like creative wise, your brain, this is the types of weed that you're gonna be like, yo man, I think I feel gravity or shit like that, you know? It's a mental stuff. Or like, man, we can't be the only species in the universe. We just can't be, you know, shit like that. Mentally stimulating things that you probably wouldn't think about normally. A sativa will, I mean, if you're like I would recommend if you're like a writer, creative person, you have to think of shit out of your ass. You're a comedian, sativas would be really good for jokes. And then the indicas would be more of like the lay down, sleepy. I think the acronym is indica, in the bed, in the couch, you know. You probably want to watch this while, you probably want to watch that while watching a movie or something like that. Watching The Circle on Netflix, because you're trailer trash like me and you're addicted to all types of reality TV shows. And probably pain-wise too, that's probably a little bit more like this body relaxation. If you have like tense muscles, inflammation, stuff like that. That's a cool thing about the cannabis up here. On top of getting you high, it also has like medical benefits. Kind of like muscle relaxers. Like, yeah, my muscles are relaxed, but I feel awesome as shit too. You know, like perks or whatever perk sets. The medical name, you know. Or just, you know, like to strain Tylenol. Like some of these strains, dude, like your back's hurting. Especially some of the CBD ones, your back's hurting. And you smoke this joint, and by the time you're done with the joint, your back's not hurting no more. I mean, it's only for a couple hours, so you got to redo it. But it's just, you know, I think Tommy Chong said it. The doctor, Tommy Chong, said, you know, all cannabis use is medical use or something like that. So we're going to pretend he's a doctor and quote that to everybody. Yeah. So what the fuck was the point of all this? I don't even know how the fuck I got here to this topic. We're talking about lemongrass. Oh, we're trying to tell you the difference between sativa and hybrids and indicas. All right, sativa, gonna wake you up. If you're sleepy, you're probably gonna get up. Indica is probably gonna make you real tired. Lay down, you might fall asleep. I am very susceptible to them, so I won't get shit done. I'll sleep the whole fucking day, dude. I'll just be tired in bed, like, I don't get up. Like, in an hour. And then, like, 3-4 hours later, I'm still in bed scrolling. Like, you could get lost. Like, if you want someone to sit there and look at the phone all day and not do shit, I would say give them indica. There's lemongrass though. I like it. Here from Funk Extracts, the lemon kush and the gelato. Indica dominant means when you hear indica dominant, sativa dominant, that's going to be what's called a hybrid. I mean, it's going to have a little bit of the properties from the sativa strain with mixed with a little bit of the properties from the indica strain. It might be mixed. Most of the time, they're not mixed like 50-50. It might be like 25% sativa, 75% indica or whatever, you know, like fractions and shit. Like, say you make a burger and it's like a portion of it's bison, the other's beef. Like, you mix it all together. I don't know. Can you mix? Am I just like going to get somebody sick with salmonella for recommending that? All right. The same animal, but different cut, like brisket and like sirloin steak burger, you know, it's mixed together. Man, I'm hungry. Fuck. Okay, let me keep going with this strain here, or with the podcast. All right, so I started school again, and I need to work on keeping track of the podcast, because I think this is like the second podcast of the year, and it should be like three, so I'm like a week or two behind. Let's not count. We took a break. I'm not going to lie, dude. With the UFCs not going on, I kind of felt a little lost. So I did kind of, during the holidays, I was a little depressed because I couldn't see people get their ass kicks on the weekend. Like, UFC is kind of like a big, like, I don't go to church anymore. So, like, there's something that I don't really watch football either, you know? So now, like, UFC is kind of my thing, you know? Sometimes some guy wins. He's like, oh, well, thank God. So, like, I feel a little religious or whatever. Like, oh, I know God. I know God. It's probably the same God, you know, or someone from Dagestan wins and are like, oh, Alhamdulillah or whatever. And they have the little mascot guy, the little short dude. What's his name? Hasbulla. You know, I like the UFC. Hasbulla, I don't know why exactly he's part of the UFC. I feel like there's some kind of like Russian mafia stuff going on with the UFC. I don't have like no proof, you know, but I'm like, why is Hasbulla the mascot? And they're like, I mean, obviously, if they cater to them, it's a lot of people, you know, and like all the Muslim countries are going to support the Muslim people. So it crosses borders. I guess I'm answering my own fucking question, huh? Never mind. I retract my statement. All right. So I started school again. I got to keep track of these podcasts just to be able to, you know, it gets hard, bro. It gets hard. I know this sounds like nice and neat and like saying like, oh, I'm going to smoke this strain. I'm just going to make a podcast and review it. But like my lungs hurt, dude. I'm at the point now in my life where like, I want to fuck with edibles maybe a little bit more. You know, I do dab, I do vape, but like, I'm tired of inhaling and I'm tired of doing this. I'm not saying I'm tired of breathing, but just like, obviously I have to breathe, but you know, having the inhale and then the coughing, and I'm at the age now, I'm fucking old, dude. So like, if I sneeze hard enough, what the fuck is this? I mean, is there a doctor out there? Diagnose me. Let's say I'm calling the, what's the problem? All right, so I sneezed very hard and then my right ball started to hurt. Like my testicle. What the fuck is that? That's not cancer, is it? Like, you know, but what do you mean you sneeze? Yeah, I just sneezed very hard and it felt like someone fucking kicked me in the balls, dude. That's not cool. I cough so hard. I've done it twice already that I think I've like pulled something in my back. That's kind of hardcore though. Yo, Amaya smokes so much weed. He pulls muscles from the coughing. Like, word? Yeah, he's in the hospital. Or is that a little pussy shit? I don't know, man. Are you hot dabbing it? I'm kind of ghetto, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and be. Welcome to the Cannaboutique Hour. You know, like, I'm not like that, dude. You know, if someone was describing to me the difference between different stuff, like hash rosin. Some people are real pretentious up here with their weed. They're like, I would never smoke anything but hash rosin. The stuff you're smoking, there's like different chemicals and stuff. And, you know, in my head, I'm like, so what you're saying is if I buy this, there are more chemicals I would get high off of rather than just one thing. And like, less money, more higher. Thank you. Case closed. You know, I smoke, and I just feel like I'm not above buying a bargain. I'm not above a bargain. You know, even when it comes to clothes, dude, if I spend more than $50 on shoes, I'm like, why'd you do that? Selfish motherfucker. You know, so when it comes to cannabis, I'll buy the bargain stuff. You know, I don't care. I might have to smoke a little bit more of it or whatever, but I don't care, bro. And I feel like some of my coworkers are like, ew, gross, Amaya, don't do that. You're in Oregon, which I get. You don't have to do that. You know, it's like coming from Tennessee to Portland where it's like IPA Central. And you're like, hey, I made some moonshine. And they're like, hey, man, there's like different types of IPAs here. I think Ryan Reynolds just opened up a fucking brewery, you know, like. You don't have to make your own moonshine. Whatever. You know, I feel like that's me with cannabis. Like, I'll smoke it. But you didn't ask what it was. No, I'll smoke it. I like, they at work, I feel like, ew, I don't want it. Give it to Amaya. Because I've had some stuff where like, hey, this is expired. And there's something floating in it. I'm like, I could take it out, right? Yeah. Okay, so what the fuck's the big deal? They're like, ew, gross. Like, dude, as long as I don't get sick. I don't care. Like, you're giving me something for free and it's going to get me really high. Like, just like, hey, just take the little part apart. Okay, that's fine. You know, I've been overseas. I've had to eat MREs. I've done grosser shit and like kind of scoop off the, you know, if you're not, you never, that's how poor, I'm from the trenches, bro. I've had like bread that had mold on it and I still needed to eat it. So like, I would just scrape the mold off and eat the good stuff. You know, instead of just the sensible thing would be like, oh, this is all contaminated. Let's throw it away. It's like, no, this is still good. just cut this, cut around the green shit, throw the green stuff out, you know. And that was common because you don't throw away food like that. And that's, you know, there's starving kids in Africa, bro. So I can't just throw away the weed. There's people in jail right now for cannabis use in Texas, where I'm from. And for them, in their honor, I will smoke the garbage. I don't care. Like, I'm not trying to say I was low on funds, but if, like, I'm going to school right now and they pay me to go to school. The VA does. I'm like doing this program where I get to go back to school. If you're like, I'm a disabled veteran, obviously, and it's gone to the point where I can't do my old job. So they're like, hey, we'll retrain you in a new field so you can continue working and you're not like homeless and shit. So I'm like, sweet. So I'm doing this graphic design stuff here now. And that's where I'm coming from. I used to be an electrical engineer. If you follow the show, this whole time I used to be like a electrical instructor. I was a teacher at one point. I worked at NASA. I can't do physical labor. I'm like Professor X, but like pre-wheelchair, but like kind of hurt still, you know. I got to use my mind. I got to make money with my mind and my voice, which is this right now. I'm not saying these are free. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying buy. I mean, don't, you don't have to buy this episode. I'm just going to put it up. Hopefully just view it. You guys share it with your friends. The views go up. I got points. I got part. I can get sponsors for the episodes if I wanted to, you know, but, and I also do smoke cannabis. So like I do work for cannabis too. Like I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys I don't. Like where I work at a dispensary, I'm a glorified customer, bro. Like almost everything. I only work part-time at a dispensary. And, you know, all my paycheck, basically all my paycheck, unless I got to like pay bills, like whatever I make for the week goes right back into the store. Like there is no profit from my side. Like, like if they paid me in cannabis, you're just like, well, thanks, bro. You just saved me time and effort and like taxes and shit, you know. Like you could pay me in the same amount, quantities or whatever, that's cool. And I don't know if they have or not, but I know a couple times just from like my habits have been like, hey Amaya, I wanted to give you these hash joints that, you know, we've noticed you've been smoking garbage and we're concerned for you, you know, which is cool, man. I've never, you know, where I'm from in Texas, it's very different, very Christian based, you know. So if you smoke weed, period, you know, you're smoking the devil's lettuce, you know. And in Portland, there is a brand called the devil's lettuce and it's very nice and cheap and indoor, you know. So you're like, yeah, give me some of that, you know. That's just the brand, though, you know. So it just, if there's, depends how you look at it, you know. I've seen a strain called Jesus and I sold it to a guy on a Sunday and I was like, hey, man, this is the last one that we have. And if you buy this, you could tell people or your friends, hey, I found Jesus. They'd be like, what? And then just tell them, yeah, the strain is called Jesus. He started laughing. He's like, I'm going to do it. And he bought it. So selling cannabis is nice. I like it. I wish everyone could smoke and get high and be happy. Or, you know, maybe get like a week off from work if you have like an important job. I know some of you guys are like, oh, I got time to do that. Marijuana is never, whatever, bro. I was like that too. But then I fucked up my back. And instead of like, I'm looking at, look, I got my pills. You hear that? These are all pills. Holy shit, that was loud. These are all pills that I'm supposed to be taking for my back. I'm supposed to be taking like 4, 5, 6 pills a day, dude, for my back. And then I could do that or I could smoke weed, do some dabs. Funk Extracts at one point had CBD dabs. And CBD actually helps, man. If you're a person that has like legitimate like back issues, you'd be surprised. Some of these things, I mean, I thought honestly CBD was like a Ponzi scheme at first. I'm like, oh, whatever. It's, yeah, whatever. You know, it's a little buzz. But it actually does work. Like and it works pretty fast too. I've smoked the CBD joint. I went outside, smoked, my back was hurting. I smoked the joint. I didn't have medicine or nothing. So I smoked the CBD joint. And by the time I was done, my back didn't hurt as much. There's like lotions too. And you would think like, well, it's just like any other lotion. Like, no, actually, I don't know how, I mean, obviously it's epidermal, I'm not a fucking doctor, but you know, you just rub this cream on you and the inflammation goes down and the pain goes away. Like within minutes, almost, I almost want to say instantly, but within for sure, like two to five minutes, it was done. And I don't think medicine's that fast, you know? So I'm not trying to, that's not like a fucking, like a testimonial. And then I gave my life to Jesus, you know, or something like that. But that's not the case. I Jesus already had my life and I just kind of ran away, which is cool. It's cool. I'm in Portland. That's what we do. I feel like a lot of people here in Portland ran away from their issues from wherever they're at. And that's cool, bro. That's why the city is the way it is. We're just trying our hardest, man. Just leave us alone. We'll get it. We'll get it eventually, you know. But right now, I just want to smoke these dabs. And I don't know what the fuck the point of all this blabbing was, which again is a side effect from the lemongrass. It is a topic jumper. So if you're trying to give like a speech, like I have it on here. All right. I started a school again. I need to keep, you know, keep track of working on these podcasts to keep them out here, you know. So I'm jumping topics. I don't feel nervous. I feel pretty confident. You know, I don't feel like I'm shaky. I'm trying to feel my, what I'm feeling from the strengths to explain to you guys. But yeah, for sure. I feel like I am. It's very hard to stay on topic, but obviously I'm talking. So that's good, I guess. Getting a little bit of cotton mouth going on. I hate it when I'm talking and I'm at the age now where I'm old. So like I smoke, I have cotton mouth, I'm talking. And so like a little bit of buildup, I have a little white shit on the side of my mouth. And my fucking friends don't tell me like, what the fuck, dude? Tell me. I'm not trying to, I'm not above you correcting my appearance, bro. Like if I have something in my nose, I'll be like, hey man, you have a booger. Oh shit, man, my bad. Let me pick that sucker out here for you. Get out of your visual alignment or whatever. So yeah, man. So here, just going to college, trying to keep it chill. But it's a little hard being the only male in an all-female family. I know there's people out there too. Like if you have all girls, you know what I'm talking about. You got your wife and your daughters. And you're like the only male figure. So like you gotta, that's the one thing that's not sucks, but it's like you gotta be conscious about with your kids, man. You gotta teach them everything. And like you're setting the example. And I don't know about you guys. When I had kids, I was like, man, I gotta learn everything because I gotta teach them everything. I didn't want them to be taught like indoctrinated. But you see, I'm scarred from like Christianity and stuff. So I have like a bunch of childhood trauma. So I was like, I want to save them from that. I don't want them to go through that stuff. And I mean, I guess it applies if you're going to have like a son or a daughter, but being in an all-female family, that's a little bit different for your like few people out there will understand where I'm coming from. I have three daughters, right? Two of them live with me. One of them, I don't get along with her mom, so I don't get to see her. I have one of those things. Was a situation where I was like, man, do I want my kid to see me fighting with this person that I don't like, that's like robbed for me and all that shit like that, you know? I'm not gonna bring old stuff up, you know, whatever. But you know, you got beef with somebody and that's your kid's mom. Or do you want to argue? When I tried talking to them recently, dude, they found me through TikTok and shit. Oh yeah, I guess we're gonna tell a secret story time here. Funk Extras Lemongrass wants to reveal family secrets. All right, so here we go. I have my first kid. I don't talk to them. Like, they're old, 13, I think. The last time I saw them, they were like maybe 3 years old. I just don't get along with their mom, and the mom kind of like doesn't follow the, what do you call it? The child support, not child support, the child visitation thing. She never followed it. And I had to get like a lawyer to get all that stuff handled. And I just, honestly, I didn't have the funds. I didn't have the extra funds to do stuff like that. Every time I try to save up money, something would happen. My car would mess up or, you know, just my savings was always seeming to like go away and stuff like that. Right. So I got to the point where I was like, well, I'll just wait. Mentally, I thought when she's 18, she'll find me or something like that. Just, I didn't want to deal with her mom. Like, you know, just gets to a point where like, yo, it's not healthy. You've lied to the cops about shit and like I have stuff on my record. So like, I know you'll lie and like do whatever you can to fuck up my life. So I'm like, I'd just rather not deal with this shit. Fuck that, dude. I'm not, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to be the first person that, you know, I guess maybe, especially with a psychedelic suit, whenever I come into like traumatic stuff or things that are like, you know, back in the day would really affect me, I got to look at it like this. And I mean, you could probably look at this like this too, if you need some help, some personal help here. Whenever something fucked up happens, right? I look at it like this. What can I do immediately right now to fix this? If there's nothing I can do to fix it, will me losing control of my emotions benefit me at all? You know, sometimes things are what they are, bro. It is what it is. You got to, like, so much things happen in your life fucked up. After a certain point, you're like, of course, dude. What's it called? Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. And it's not like I don't say go with that view into life, because I feel you're going to attract wrong stuff. You know, always be hopeful and positive and stuff like that. But sometimes it is what it is, dude. Like, I have half brothers and sisters that I don't talk to. I got a lot of family members that I don't talk to. I have a bunch of nieces and nephews that I have no idea what their names are. I think I've seen them, cousins or stuff. Like, there's a lot of the family. It's just, there's a lot of people. I was a big Mexican family, big Salvadorian family on each side. You know, they came from the same time where there was like no television. So all there was to do was to like have kids, you know, so big families on big sides, and everyone has more kids. You know, like, I have 3 kids, all the uncles and aunts, you know, they have like kids from multiple families. So it's like a big mixture of people. Right. And I kept track, bro. Like, for me to invite like a family reunion, I don't know how big y'all's family is. The family reunion for us is like with everybody. We're talking about like 200-300 deep, dude. That's maybe like one side. That's not even the extended. That's like maybe just like the uncles and aunts and their kids and their kids, you know, but not like the cousins and shit, you know. But if you invite everybody, we get around, bro. Hispanics get around, or at least our family did, you know, both sides. So, all right, besides this big family thing, what the fuck was the point of this? Oh, fuck, dude, the funk extracts lemongrass. Oh, yeah, I was trying to tell you about, all right, so I was trying to tell you how I just don't have relationships with all of my family members. It's just too many, you know. I don't know everybody's life story. So I've come to terms that, like, some people I'm it's distant cousin, distant. Like, I don't, like, my half brother, you know, the last time I talked to him, I think he, I saw him like in DC, like maybe a decade ago or something. I don't know, where my grandpa died. I think I saw him a couple years ago, but before that, I hadn't seen him in like 10, 15 years. And before that, I seen him like when I was in the Marines or something like that, you know? So like, I don't really see him that much. I think I've seen him like since he left my, like, since we both left living under our parents' roof, you know, I think I've seen him a dozen times maybe. And that's highballing it. And that's my half brother, you know? And it's not that I'm like bitter against anybody. It's just like, I don't have time to deal with that shit, dude. Like, I have big aspirations and dreams for myself. I'm like 40. I'm doing this career change. I cannot fuck around. I can't, bro. Like, I got 3 daughters, and I don't know if you're Hispanic or not. They all expect quinceañeras, and apparently these motherfuckers, for me, like, a party's like what, $500-600? These are like thousands of dollars. So, and I'm not really for them either, because, like, I was born very Christian, but we're the Christians that, like, we didn't dance and everything was like of the devil, you know, dancing for the flesh or whatever the fuck. We're one of those Christians, right? So quinceañeras for us, we're like, why are you praising yourself? You should praise the Lord. So almost like Jehovah's Witnessy, around there, you know, almost. So this whole concept of a quinceañera to me is like, I had to look it up, and it's basically like, oh, it's 15, you know, because in some places in Mexico, 15-year-olds still get married like around 15, because that's the age where that's the whole point of the quinceañera, to be like, hey, by the way, everyone in this valley or this mountain range, this is my daughter. She's 15 now. So if anybody wants to like trade me 2 cows or whatever, you know, let's deal it out, you know. And that shit still happens in Mexico. Probably not like that, but you know, that's what quinceañeras are for, you know. to get your daughter out there to get married, or just to present her to like the region, and that's where the food's from. Everybody comes, and then the guys are like, "Hey, what's up?" They dance with her, and then we try to talk to her and shit like that. So that's the way it's supposed to be. And like, so me being a parent of all daughters, and then seeing, you know, the quality of fuck boys that, you know, you guys are raising. Sorry, I'm going to talk shit about your sons. I'm sorry. You know, I'm just going to apologize here. So I have daughters, so I'm like on team female right now. Feminist, I guess, or whatever. Alpha feminist. Yeah, I'm playing. But no, dude, I got to like protect my daughters from, you know, I got to give them the best things in life so they're not like impressed by going to Destin, Florida with your son in the future. You know, you need to take them somewhere nice, like a ski resort or some shit like that. You know, oh, we're staying at the Holiday Palace Inn, Destin, Florida. We're 0.7 miles from the beach. That shit, like, nah, dude. I think my friend said it best. Destin, Florida is the poor man's Cancun. And I'm not saying a poor guy can't date my daughters, but it's just like, you know, I just want you to have your shit straight if you do come. But it's more, it's like, I'm just trying to protect my kids. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, I'm getting off topic here. I had one of my kids find me through TikTok, and then like, I guess we tried to talk with their mom, but then I realized, I think one of my friends, he's like one of the old hosts from the show. You ever have one of your friends, he's going to do some shit and it's like equivalent to kind of what you're going through. So he's having an epiphany, but it's really like advice for you. So I had something like that going on where I was putting up with a bunch of shit. It was really affecting me, dude. Like, I couldn't do my homework. I was just mad. My family was like in Houston visiting, and then like, it was just like a big old thing. Like, hey, your older daughter found us through TikTok. And I was like, well, she can't just talk to y'all like that. Like, we need to sort this shit out. Like, her mom hasn't let me see her, and she's just like trying to act like it's cool. And we found out then afterwards, like, her mom, I don't want to say has her brainwashed, but you know, you're going to tell your portion of the story. You're not going to make yourself the bad guy, you know? So yeah, not the whole truth was told of what happened back in the day. And I tried to explain my side of the story, and it fell on deaf ears. So from my point of view, I'm like, well, I mean, you're young, you know, you're not going to understand anyways. I'm not going to argue with a 13-year-old. So I'm not going to argue with your mom. Obviously, you're not getting along. If we don't get along, and she wanted to come visit, I'm like, no offense, dude. Like, I'm disabled now. Like, I don't trust you that you won't like shoot me and shit. You know, there's like so much drama that happens between custodies and stuff like that. And like, that's just not a person that I would trust to be around with. Like, her mom said she would shoot me, you know, told the cops that shit, and I couldn't read. Like, that's the fucked up part. Like, they stole from me. You ever had someone steal from you, then you caught them, and then you're like, yo, I want my shit back. Like, get out of here, we'll shoot you. Like, what the fuck? So then the cops, you know, I have all this stuff, and I tried showing it to my daughter. Like, dude, I still have the police report. I got all the documentation to show you what happened. I don't care. Like, all right, well, then, I mean, I guess we'll talk later. When she just got mad, and she's like, I'll talk to you later. Like, all right. So the fucked up part was, the moral of the story is, do your homework first. Cause check this out. I was taking a class about families. So when I was going through all this shit with my daughter that found me or whatever, if I had just done my homework first before in your tickets, I was like, man, what the fuck do I do? Was a mature way to come about this. And it was just like some little girl talking shit. And I was like, hey man, I'm not going to sit here and just like have you talk shit to me when it's not even like the way it went down, you know? But I shouldn't have done that with the little girl. That's my kid. I was trying to explain myself, but you know, when I did my homework, it was telling me different steps of like families. And, you know, I didn't have no background. If I had just done my homework, I would have fucking handled that shit situation so much better. You know, but basically it was saying like, when you're a kid, you know, the father, he changes the diapers and, you know, watches over you. But then once you're older, you know, I'm not changing my kids' diapers anymore. I'm talking to them like regular people and shit. So like, your role as a parent changes depending on the age of your kid. And yeah, that made a lot of sense. I should have done my homework first, and I would have been able to handle that situation a little bit better, but I didn't. So it's cool. So anyways, trying to see here. All right. So just to get back on topic, I got off topic here. Again, the lemongrass here from Funk Extracts is very, topic jumpy, if that makes any sense. So, all right. So what I'm trying to get at is, man, every time that I get talked to, because it's like I'm the only male and a female, I feel like I'm getting better. One of my managers told me this, and I think it stuck with me. He was saying he was having a hard time because all he gets is like negativity. Every time he shows up to work, it's like, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, you know? And then once he gets home, his partner's like, well, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. He said it was getting to him. And I don't think I was noticing. I was going through the same thing. I was just like, oh, whatever. And I started noticing that, like, man, every time I get talked to, and this probably isn't a good way to look at things, but every time, like, nobody talks to me unless I got to spend money on something. You know, it's like, hey, and they start telling me a story. But in my head, I'm already like, what I hear is like, they might be saying something like, oh, I was trying to hang out with my friends and blah, 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 blah. Or somebody's like, hey, well, I was playing and I tore these pants. And so they're telling me their story. But from my part, all I'm hearing is, meh, 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 $10. Meh, 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 $30. Meh, 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 $200. So every time I'm getting talked to, I'm mentally like, well, that's going to cost me $40. Well, that's going to, like, I'm listening to them, you know, I'm not being like, ugh, dude, it's going to cost me money, you know, like, no, but I'm catching my mind bitching. And I mean, I'm sure you guys, well, here's one thing that happens when you get high sometimes. There's a separation between your mind and your body. Well, I have narrated or talked to myself, like my brain talks to my body while I'm fucked up or high, right? So that sometimes happens where my brain, I'm listening and I'm like, all right, sweet, this is what we got to take care of. But my brain's all like, that's $100. Like, yeah, okay. And I start doing the math, like that's like 5 hours of work or whatever, you know, just start doing the math and shit. So I got to stop doing that. I feel like I'm getting bitter because every time that's the truth that the mail, like I got to pay for everything. Like I was trying to say in the beginning, I'm trying to make big baller moves. Not like I'm not trying to fucking deal drugs or nothing, bro. I'm trying to like make a company. I've seen so many, I have a couple cousins and stuff like that, that they have their own companies and they're pretty successful. So I'm like, okay, well I need to do the same thing. Like I need to do something where like I have my own place that I go to and it's big. I need a studio, employees, that type of shit, you know. I can't be doing this whole working a job, getting paid like a 9 to 5. Like the more you get educated, the more you're like, man, this fucking blows the system or whatever. Have you guys noticed? I'm not trying to pick, I guess this is why. Because I have that mentality that every time I hear something, I'm just like, we're spending this much, right? From my family. And I have that same attitude when I hear the news too. Because we have been giving a lot of money and we continuously give millions of dollars to other countries in the premise of like, here's five, whatever the fuck, $100 million. Get your shit straight, sort of. So like people don't want to leave your country and come to the U.S. And I think we do that to like Mexico and El Salvador. Like we just give all these people money. And I'm like, man, who the fuck's paying for that? And it's like the working class. So the working class of the U.S. is like funding so much. And I'm like, man, that kind of blows dick. I don't know if I want to be part of that. You know, I'm at the age now, like I'm 40 years old. Whatever I'm doing, it has to be big. I have kids that are getting into age where they need quinceañeras. Then after that, they need a car and they need to go to college. And like none of that shit's cheap, dude. I'm not going to achieve none of that crap going to like a job where, I mean, it has to be like a 6-figure job. But even then, it's still going to be kind of hard. You know, I need to make like millions. I don't know. I just need to make enough money to pay for all the shit that's coming. And I'm noticing like I'm doing the math. I'm like, the jobs I'm doing now, hourly, it's not going to cut it, you know, unless someone's like paying like $50 an hour. And I'm sure there are jobs out there, but I really don't want to have to stop testing these products for you guys. I feel, you know, putting in this time and effort and my giving up my body and my lungs and shit. Like, it hurts, bro. I mean, it sounds like a first world problem, but imagine, you know how those cartoons were like, oh, you want to smoke a cigarette? You're going to smoke all the cigarettes now, right? And that's where it's getting to me right now. Like, right now, if I take a dab right now and I cough, like, the right side of my body hurts. Like, I think I sprained a muscle from coughing. I'm a weak. I'm not weak. I'm sensitive. I'm a delicate flower. Whoops. I'm a delicate flower now, guys, because I'm getting old. And, you know, I can't use my body like before. I got to use my mind. So I'm trying, man, trying to think of things like what would be something that people want to listen to. And maybe the reviews here, maybe you want to hear the side effects that these strains are having while trying to catch up on what's going on. So, all right, let's see here. We got one more topic here to hit up. I know, just real quick. I'm trying to do this all with a tablet. And so, yeah, we're trying to get closer to making like a company out of all this. We've been kind of like, you know, we did a bunch of stuff in our 20s. We did a bunch of projects in our 20s where we got like nominated for stuff, but we didn't really capitalize on how do we convert this into money. Like, people weren't organized or whatnot. And, you know, being older, I have to like try harder than these other people. At the same time, I'm not above, I don't want to say it's cheating, but have you guys messed with AI, artificial intelligence apps yet? I've been using one to kind of help me write stuff like for businesses and kind of give me ideas. As like, instead of hiring, okay, so when I was a club promoter, I had an assistant. I would pay her like $100 a week. And it was just basically like, hey, just remind me to stay on task. Okay, it's $100 a week, doesn't sound like much, but it was like $100 a week, and we just worked like one day out the week. Like, we actually physically worked at the club, which was just partying. And then every time we hung out, it was like we smoked weed the whole time. So it's weed plus $100. It's like $400 a month just to like, can you please help me stay on task? Because like, again, like the funk extracts, lemongrass here, I'm topic jumping very easily distracted, and that's not good when you're trying to like stay focused and do something. So just to give you an example, and I would, you know, if you guys need help with this, I guess I could make like a company where we would help people with AI and stuff just to use it or get taught or whatnot. So I'm using AI to like, as opposed to having an assistant. And honestly, like within like the first 30 seconds, I was like, this is so much better. You know, because like when I had my assistant, I had to like pay her money and like smoke her out. And she was a cool person, but like I still had to like, you know, as an introvert, I don't want to be around that many people. And you have to get you know, people have their mannerisms, you know, and you have to get used to them. So with the AI, I asked it to make me something I've been wanting to do is make a reality TV show of the dispensary, right? I need a non-disclosure agreement, and I had to. If I had done it all by myself, which I kind of did, but, you know, I had to look it up, look at an example, kind of write my own, fill it out, and then do a couple rough drafts and, you know, whatever. So I asked the AI, I told it, here's my company, here's the dispensary's name. I just told it all the, just like I would do an assistant, like, hey, man, I need a fucking, you can talk to it. You know, hey, I need a non-disclosure agreement for a reality show project. And they wrote a not like as soon as I did it within 3 seconds, it's like spewing the non-disclosure agreement out accurately. And I was like, holy shit, it's 2023, man. I mean, I know I have a little robot and it's hooked up to AI and it's, you know, vector, and I just use it to like tell me what Bitcoin is, but I'm trying to use a little bit more just because design wise, you guys, I got to understand, whenever we design something as a designer, we look on Google or Pinterest and just to kind of get ideas or just to get inspired by something that's already done. And even with art, what I'm noticing is like, no, I'm not sure anybody's doing anything new. Everything's just being repeatedly done, you know, like the same concept to say, oh, this is like a Picasso style, or this is, you know, sacred geometry. Like, it's the same shit over and over again, right? And it's kind of weird with the copyright stuff. Because even though the stuff is copyrighted, if you are inspired by it and don't directly copy it, you're good, you know? So with the AI companies, I saw one called Midjourney that makes word prompted pictures. That means you write a paragraph and it'll spew back out what you're looking for. And I didn't know how to feel about it at first, but then I started seeing that there's like corporations that are using it. So like million-dollar corporations are using the AI to do whatever. So I'm like, man, if I want to compete, if I want to make a company, I gotta step it up. You know what I'm saying? I can't be old school, especially if I'm trying to try to freelance it or whatever. And then you know, it's just like having an assistant. I know it sounds very futuristic and a lot, you know, there's movies out there like Terminator, The Matrix, and I don't know if it's going to go down that way. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to be in the forefront. I know that much. Am I going to be the problem? Am I the reason that the, you know, AI becomes sentient and turns on us because I made a joke and it sold to the, I mean, you know, whatever. I do things like that. Sometimes I talk and it's like, yo, what the fuck did he say? You know, and people get mad at me. So very common. So is that me with the AI? I don't know, but I'm up here. So if you don't want it to happen, then I guess you better start fucking with AI too, because I'm up here. It's just crazy, dude. Like you can, it's, I'm not trying. It reminds me of, I tried to explain this to somebody in at the dispensary and they're like very anti-pop culture. So they didn't get the reference, but you know, the Iron Man movies, the Marvel movies, Jarvis, like the artificial intelligence thing he talks to the whole time. It's kind of like his assistant, like Jarvis, send me these suits, do this, do that. It's kind of like talking to something like that, but instead of like talking out loud, you got to type into it. And there's different programs, like this one will just give you ideas back. This other one will give you pictures back, you know? So that's how I'm seeing it. I'm like Iron Man with Jarvis, but without having to do all the, you know, edging up my mustache and stuff. But anyways, we're getting here to the end of the show. We just want to give a little quick review one more time of the lemongrass, which is lemon kush and gelato crossed together. Again, it's an indica dominant strain. This actually is a really nice little chill. I didn't feel too anxious. I did feel a little bit of a high. Obviously, talking wise, I don't feel like I made an ass out of myself, but I do feel like I had more control of my speech and where my ideas were going. So many sativa strains, you smoke them and you're just off. You don't even know what the fuck. So this is one where people get really high and they can't even put their words together. This isn't one of them. This is very functional. Very relaxing. I feel like I could work all day while smoking this and be productive. It's indica dominant, so I don't feel sleepy. I've been up all night, so that's a good thing, right? Yeah, I totally recommend it. So I like the new packaging. Funk Extract has it's color coded. Make sure to check them out, guys. www.funkextracts.com. All right, this is the Maya 4000 here with Pound Bag Radio, sponsored by the Kings of Canna. Canna Boutique in Portland, Oregon. Make sure to check them out at www.kingsofcanna.com. All right, catch you guys on the next one. Peace.